Once you have one person walk up to you and say, "You changed my life," it becomes addictive.
Hello, welcome to episode 167 of the Smart Agents Podcast. As always, my name is Michael Walter, and I'll be your host. In today's episode, we are honored to be joined by president of the Floyd Wickman team, Michael Palin. As one of the premier real estate coaching programs in the world, the Floyd Wickman team is dedicated to rejuvenating and launching careers through proven sales strategies. Throughout our conversation, Michael shares how agents should be engaging with their spheres to bring in more referral business, tips for finding the right clients through market shifts, and why it's so important to protect your attitude through the ups and downs. But before we get on to the day's featured interview, the all-new Smart Agents magazine has launched and is full of insights and strategies designed to help real estate agents grow their businesses. Inside, you will find interviews and advice from leading real estate professionals, marketing tips to flood your business with leads, and even swipe and deploy files full of practical tools to enhance your business. Subscribe now to receive your copy of the printed magazine each month and instantly get access to our online agent community and members-only templates. Click the link in the episode description or go to smartagents.com/magazine. Also, if you enjoy this conversation, be sure to like and subscribe. The Smart Agents podcast streams on all major podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, YouTube. And finally, if you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or real estate tips to share with our community, send us a message at feedback@smartagents.com. We're always on the lookout for new stories to share. All right, let's get on to the day's featured interview with Michael Palin. I really enjoyed our conversation and can easily see why he's so passionate about carrying on the legacy of Floyd Wickman and his teachings. If you're interested in learning more, check out floydwickman.com. Yeah, so really the way I like to get everything started, if you could just introduce yourself to us a little bit, who you are and just a bit about you.
Michael, my name is Michael too, so I feel a kinship already.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how it is that good fortune smiles on some people and not on others, but I was a very lucky man. I had a brief real estate career in the Western New York area and was hired by a franchise system to be their training director and director of recruiting. And I worked there for 5 years. And one of the things that I was exposed to was the guys who are out and the women on the real estate speaking circuit. That's when there actually was a real estate speaking circuit. And most of them were fascinating. Most of them were thoroughbreds, if you know what I mean, very high strung, egotistical kind of people, likable, but different from the person that they projected on stage. But one of them stood out as the same guy sitting next to me in the car as he was on stage, and that was Floyd Wickman. And as most of you know, Floyd was the premier real estate speaker for decades. And as a sideline to his real estate speaking career, he was asked by clients if he would do a remedial program for some of their agents who were struggling. And for 5 years, he traveled the country on Friday night and Saturday, in addition to his speaking, to train real estate agents in what he called the Sweat Hog program, which was for underachievers or people trying to get started or restarted in the business. And he trained over 2,000 people with a remarkable track record of success in helping people turn things around. And the reason he did it was because he had empathy with these people. He'd struggled for a full year, earning literally nothing as a real estate agent until he finally got his sales feet under him and figured the business out. And after 5 years, he said, "You know, I could help more people if I could get people to teach my program the way I teach it." And for whatever reason, he picked me first and sent me out into the wild. Luckily, I had immediate success. And at a point in time, there were thousands of people going through the Floyd Wickman program by whatever name. And by now, it's well over 300,000 real estate agents have been trained by Floyd. And brokers and managers and loan officers and financial planners. He's hit all different kinds of salespeople, but primarily real estate agents. So far, our track record in all these decades has been whoever takes the program produces an average of one listing or sale per person per week, which in almost any market is pretty good.
Right.
About 5 years ago, Floyd decided to retire and he sold the company to me and my wife. So we have carried on his legacy, and it really is our life purpose is to preserve this wonderful legacy that he's created. So we travel the country and work for our clients, who are the real estate company owners. We love our students, but our clients are the company owners. And when they need a group of people who are underproducing to get up to speed, they bring us in. And during the pandemic, when classroom learning disappeared, we pivoted to the platform that we're using right now. We do online training. We also have a pre-recorded version of the program, a digital version. So that's what we do. We help agents create a business that, as you call it, is self-sustaining. And we do it in a very, I don't want to say simplistic, but maybe old school. And never confuse old school with old fashioned, right? Because it's very current. You know, somebody, you were here for the computer revolution in real estate, and so was I.
Right.
Right. There's another revolution coming right now, and that's the AI revolution, obviously. Mm-hmm. What hasn't changed, no matter what the revolution is if you can't sell, you will not survive in real estate. Selling skills and technology skills combined, along with the right motivation in a person, is really the recipe for success today. I heard somebody say recently, is AI going to replace real estate agents? And I thought, no, probably real estate agents who use AI is just like real estate agents who used computers replaced real estate agents. It's an evolution and a revolution in our business at the same time. What has never changed in all the years is selling skills are a prerequisite. So when you combine them with everything else, you know, there's the recipe for success. So that's basically what we do. We train and coach real estate agents who have either been through the program or want to go through the program to maintain their skills and their momentum, and especially their sales dialogue, which is different from scripts. We don't teach scripts because scripts only work when you can hand the customer their half in advance, you know. Right. Okay, tonight when we're together, when I say this, you say this. Wouldn't it be nice if it worked that way, right?
Right.
And a lot of our young students right now really resist the notion of using scripts because it doesn't sound like me. You know, they want to develop their own style. So use your vocabulary. And Floyd was a ninth grade dropout, so he doesn't have a highfalutin vocabulary, but he does see to the heart of things. And here, if you're in this situation, you accomplish these three or four things in this order, use your own words, but it's what you accomplish. It's not the words you use that make the difference.
Right. Absolutely. So tell me about, you know, when you first got, you know, involved and you really, you know, first, you know, started hearing about Sweat Hogs. And I'd imagine that was probably when you were training agents. What were some of the things that you were trying to help those agents with when you started getting involved with the Floyd Wickman team?
That's a really good question, because that was my revelation moment, my aha, you know, the big eureka. I had trained using the franchise training program 182 times, a 5-day Monday through Friday program. And at the end of the month, we'd have a sales rally. And for years, I'd look around the room and the same people were getting the awards every month. Not the newly trained agents, the old guard. And then Floyd came into our company and taught a couple programs. And all of a sudden, there's a whole new bunch of faces getting awards. And I went through his program three times with him as an observer, as a helper, an aide. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of humbling to see that none of my students were getting up to get awards, and all of his students were getting up to get. And that was the moment I went, this is what I want to do. I want to make a difference for people. Yeah, money's involved, because if you don't make a profit, you can't make a difference, or less of a difference. But boy, for years and years, for the decades I've been doing this, I've forgotten how much money I've made. But I've never forgotten the people who come up to me and say, you changed my life. You gave me a business. You helped me feed my family. I mean, Floyd is known for some sayings. And one of them is, it's what you do when you don't have to that'll determine what you're going to be when you can no longer help it. Let me say that again. It's what you do when you don't have to that'll determine what you're going to be when you can no longer help it. And so one of our trainers 2 years ago was starting off a session, and she used that as the Sermon on the Mount, you know, the opening pep talk. This is a Floyd saying. And at the end of the day, one of her students came up to her and said, my father went through Floyd's program. And he used to say that to me all the time. I thought it was his. And to tell you how much I honor my father, and he opened his shirt and showed her, it had tattooed on his chest. So his teachings have influenced generations. Because it, you know, it isn't just the individual real estate agent's business that gets better. Their family life gets better. All their friends get better. It has such far-reaching, well, you know, how many people get into real estate and get out within a year or two and never get their feet underneath them, never get a solid business that actually works when they're not working? And the turnover is such a shame. And I think we're headed for a whole nother big round of turnover in the business right now. If people only could develop the selling skills they need and apply it to their friends and family and neighbors and people they know and people who know and like and trust and respect them, that's how you build a business. In fact, when Floyd sold Sweat Hugs 20 plus years ago, he left the business for 3 years, but then came back realizing, you know, the do not call list has changed everything. Computers, our students still need to learn how to sell. So we started the new company. It's now called the Floyd Wickman Program, has been since 2002. And the foundation of it is build a book of business. Some people call it a sphere of influence, but you know, it's you begin with the people who know you and like you and trust you and respect you and grow it to the maximum number of close personal relationships any one person can have. And that's about 200. Because it isn't who you know that matters. What matters is who they know. So the whole purpose of marketing to a small group of people who do repeat business with you because they trust you, and then refer their friends and family and neighbors and coworkers to you because they trust you. The whole purpose of marketing is conditioning. Because everybody that I know of, at least, is having real estate conversations these days. What do you think of this market? What do you think of interest? It's the hot topic of conversation in social circles, at work, at home, at church, at the pickleball court, wherever people are, they talk real estate. And the whole purpose of building a book of business is to condition the people who already know you. When they recognize a conversation like that taking place, think of you and connect you with the people they're talking to. And you do that through a combination of the marketing methods available to any salesperson today, which is obviously send people things either by mail or email or text or whatever, and call them and go out and see them, get physically with them and interact with them on social media. You know, if you can build impressions over the course of time, they'll think of you as my realtor.
Right.
You have a dentist, Michael?
Absolutely.
Does your dentist have a realtor?
Yeah.
Who knows? What it should be you if you're in real estate. And right. You know what? So, yeah, it's not who you know. It's who they know. And can you condition them to connect you with the people they know when those real estate conversations happen?
Right.
Have I talked too much already?
No. So just following up on that, and I think, you know, especially for newer agents that get into the business, I think there's sometimes a fear to maybe reach out to their friends and family because maybe they don't have the, you know, the credentials behind them yet or the sales, and they don't want to answer that question. Well, have you sold many homes yet? And, you know, so when you're teaching agents and training agents, and particularly these newer agents, what are some of those things that you're helping them get over those fears about reaching out to their close friends and family?
Well, I'll tell you what happens with new agents and also veteran agents. It's very amusing sometimes. The new agents have figured this out once they've been through our program. The fact that they don't have any clients yet, any business yet, is a positive because A, they're not weighed down by a whole bunch of clients. B, they got more to lose if they screw one up. And C, they got all the time in the world to devote to their first client. They've got enthusiasm. You know, what are the last four letters of enthusiasm? I am sold myself. If you're not in, Jim Valvano said this, you know, the great basketball coach.
Right.
He said, nothing great has ever been achieved without enthusiasm. So if you don't have enthusiasm for collecting your first couple of clients and really serving them and devoting your full-time energy to them, then you should get out of the business. You should be reluctant to talk to them because you're not offering the most important ingredient that you have that the veteran agents don't have. You remember the your attitude the first day you got licensed? I'm game, boss. Tell me what to do. Don't you? There's a whole lot of veterans who wish they could have that day one attitude all the time. So that's the new people. Mm-hmm. Get over that fear that you don't have anything to offer, because you really do. You know, everybody's at least licensed. You got to figure out how to get your license. And I know getting licensed doesn't necessarily prepare you to do the job. But once you learn what you need to learn, you know, memorize the contracts and learn all the technology, all the digital work that gets done, then it's people to people relationship building. That's all this business is. So what about the veteran agents? And this is funny because here's what I've heard. I've been in the business 10 years, 15, 20, some even 30-year people. They get to session one and we tell them, okay, this week you're going to call the people you know. And they go, I don't want to pester them. I don't want to bother them. And I say, well, you paid for the program, you have to, or I'll strike you out. that's one of the beauties of Floyd's structure. You know, three strikes and you're out. So you have to do the assignments. And then invariably, they come back to session two a week later. And here's what they say. You know, they were really happy to hear from me. I had great conversations. The people you've done business with miss you. They like you. They trust you. Talk to them. Because you know what? They've talked to other people. And they are really happy to hear from you. You don't have to say, I'm sorry, I haven't kept in touch. You say, I miss you. Thought I'd catch up. What's new? And invariably, they're going to say, well, how's real estate?
Right.
Your conversation's going to get around to real estate. Have conversations. It's so elementary. Mm-hmm. I got a phrase that I use all the time with people I'm coaching. It's not the calls that you make. It's that you make the calls. Because when you do, they are happy to hear from you. Trust me.
So when it comes to the actual, you know, marketing and retouching of those, you know, those folks that you have in your book of business, what are some of the best ways that you have found, you know, for the agents that you're training over the years? Because obviously, you know, the technology and everything has changed, but there are still some key cornerstones to that, you know, person-to-person marketing strategy.
Yeah. Well, for the people in your book of business need to see something from you once a month. Whether it's a postcard or a newsletter or an email or a text or a thank you note, anything. You know, if you If you've got 200 people in your book of business and you write a handwritten note 10 times a day, 5 days a week, every month they'll get a handwritten note from you. I mean, that's really some powerful stuff. If you're not a writer, though, just send them something at least once a month. They need to see your name, your face, and the words real estate once a month. And then at least three times a year, get voice to voice with them. Now, it could be a video text or it could be a phone call, but they need to hear your voice, the sound of your voice. You know, one of my students was doing a radio ad, and the disc jockey who was recording it gave her some advice. She said, you know, I hate the sound of my voice. And he said, everybody says that. Nobody likes the way their voice sounds on a recording. But in the people that you're reaching need to hear that over and over and over. And then when they hear it in person, they recognize you. It's all about recognition and conditioning. So send them something once a month, minimum. Call them three times a year just to check in. Sometimes it's to say, well, who do you know that you had a conversation with about real estate in the last couple of weeks or 30 days? Who do you know is thinking of moving? Who have you talked to at church? How about at work? How about in your neighborhood? And then once a year, either do a personal visit or a client appreciation event where you invite everybody and they physically get in their physical presence. And if on top of all of that, that's 12 and 3 and 1, that's 16 touches a year, 16 impressions a year. If you also friend all of them on their social media of choice and not necessarily fall into the black hole of social media and spend 8 hours a day there, but share their posts, like their posts, comment on their posts, interact with them. And it's only what, 10 or 15 minutes a day? It's easy to stay connected to people like that. And if you do all four of those things, within a year, you can build a 24 closings business just based on repeat and referral from scratch. And I've seen it happen over the last 20 years, hundreds, thousands of times. It doesn't matter what you send. All that matters is they get an impression. Face, name, real estate, and then voice, and then physical presence and interaction on social media.
Right. And by building that type of a business, it really does help you build a, you know, sustainable business when there are market fluctuations. Those people, regardless of what the market conditions are, there are going to be people in your neighborhood or in your, you know, book of business or their friends that are going to be coming and going and moving, having a different stage of life. And if you're top of mind with them, you should be getting that business.
Yeah, there's this word out there called client. And we define a client as somebody who wants to work with you and will not fight you. You know, will work with you your way. Those clients are gold. And you should keep them for life. You build a lifetime relationship with them. The biggest mistake, though, that I see agents make is thinking they have to work with everybody. Who checks your boxes? That's what you got to figure out. You know you like, you trust you, respect you. You know, right now, the biggest hesitation that most people who would consider listing their house and moving, selling and buying, is that they're sitting on a low mortgage interest rate loan. It might be 2 or under 3%. And they're looking at 8 or 9%. And they're thinking, why should I trade in this beautiful low interest rate for a higher one? Well, as you mentioned, the one solution is to tap into all the people in your book of business know who have to sell, who, because of a life change, have to move, or because of a job change, have to move, or maybe they're going into assisted living, or maybe it's an estate. But beyond that, do the math. So I've got a 3% interest rate loan. First of all, what are you going to net from the sale? That's a big number. And then you go out and purchase, but I have to, 8 or 9%. That's a hefty chunk. Well, what's the interest? By the way, it's tax deductible. Okay, the interest is this much. You're upgrading to a more expensive home. What's the average appreciation rate? So a year from now, the $400,000 home you're buying is worth $8,000 to $16,000 more, and you've only paid $3,000 in interest, which is tax deductible. I mean, compare. If you can do the math, but you're not going to convince everybody that it's logical to go ahead and sell now and buy. But you are going to convince enough people if you know how to do the math and you figure it out. And by the way, get face to face when you do it. Don't try to do it via email or over the phone. And there's enough of them that will, and enough of them that don't care what the market's doing or they're not going to go buy, that you can go out and become an effective listing agent. And by the way, listings are the name of the game, right?
Right.
Here's a question. If you had all the listings in your market, roughly what percentage of the closings would you be involved in? That's right. All of them. Go get an unfair share of the listing market. And with all the shenanigans going on about buyer commission these days, it's safer to be a listing agent. You've got a more sustainable business. You know, how many agents are not equipped to persuade a buyer to pay them half a commission? Most of them. Yeah. But we do know how to get listings.
Right. And, you know, one of those topics that you brought up earlier was that you don't necessarily, it's not scripts that you teach, but it's, you know, the way to kind of mold those conversations. And by just knowing the basic math and knowing how to, you know, convey that top, you know, those points, I think is really important to be able to kind of shift and mold your conversation based on, you know, the energy that maybe that that person selling or looking to sell might be giving off.
Floyd uses the word track. We don't call it a script. It's a step-by-step, here's what you want to accomplish using your own words. And there's a track for generating leads in a phone conversation. There's a track for converting a lead to an appointment. There's a track for conducting an appointment. There's a track for handling a hesitation, you know, whatever it happens to be. And there's, by the way, there's only 12 of them. They're the same 12 that they've been forever. And if you know the track, you just fit the tool in that you want to use to handle it.
Yeah, absolutely. When it, you know, you talked earlier about, you know, you and your wife really wanting to be able to carry on what Floyd was doing. Why did you want to do that?
Once you have one person walk up to you and say, "You changed my life," it becomes addictive. Yeah. It's almost a spiritual journey, you know. I can't think of a more useful way to live your life than to help other people have the kind of life they want. Help them become somebody. Because we believe you see people not just for who they are, but for what they can become. And that's really fulfilling. It's really satisfying. You know, you can make a lot of money selling stuff. But when you change people's lives, I think that's another dimension. That adds another dimension to the fullness of your life. And Floyd changed my life. He changed my wife Mary's life. Gave us the kind of life that we've always dreamed about. And I love the guy. And he's funny. And of all the, you know, you've probably read 100 sales books, if I'm reading you right, because I can talk to that kind of guy. And I have too. And I love sales books. I've never run across material that was so much fun to teach, so easily learned. And, you know, the people have asked me, don't you get bored teaching the same stuff over and over? And that's what's so interesting about Floyd's stuff is it's so densely layered with nuance, easy to learn, but the more you do it, the deeper you see how it goes. It's just, it's amazingly fun and effective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that you mentioned the fulfillment that you get and, you know, seeing, you know, changing people's lives. And I think that's one of those things that, you know, real estate agents themselves have that ability, and you're changing, you know,
yeah,
people's lives with the homes you're selling. And, you know, you are a huge part of one of the biggest decisions of this person's lives. And you, if you do it correctly and you maintain that relationship, you can watch their family grow for generations. If you're in it long enough, you, like you said, you see the children are now purchasing their own homes, and you can see the trajectory that you put people on when you help them with a real estate transaction.
It's a noble calling.
Yeah.
I did want to touch on one other thing with you, Michael, if we have a few minutes left.
Yeah.
One of the things you asked me was, what topics do you want to cover when we talk today? Yeah. And I mentioned protecting your attitude. I think that's the secret ingredient to a long-term success in real estate, because the market goes through ups and downs. It goes through boom and bust periods. But so do real estate agents' attitudes. It's really difficult to maintain a positive, outgoing, enthusiastic attitude 24/7, 365. It's like Floyd's personal mentor was Zig Ziglar. And Zig always used to say, working on your attitude is like bathing. You know, it should be done every day. So what we teach our students to do is to engage in a morning routine. Meaning, before you start your work day, get yourself right. It's because sales, especially sales in real estate, is an inner game first. It's not just the outer game interacting with the world. It's who do you bring out to the world when you go engage in your business? And what do you project into the world? And some people try to isolate themselves from all the negative influences out there. I prefer the term insulate to isolate. You know, it can be a pretty lonely business, especially now with so many brokerage models changing and companies getting rid of brick and mortar. There's no such thing anymore as a sales meeting or a new listing tour. Well, there aren't any listings to tour anyway, so, but they miss the camaraderie. You know, the water cooler has disappeared. That doesn't exist anymore. So if instead of isolating yourself from the world, you insulate yourself from the negative influence and you engage in the positive things. My wife and I start our morning the same way every day. Once you get a cup of coffee, and that's, we go into some silence and really listen for guidance. You know, we have a pledge that we say out loud whenever all our students get together called the Master Salesperson's Pledge. And it begins with the phrase, I will always be guided to do and say the things that contribute to my success. It's an affirmation. Floyd got this affirmation at a really low point in his career from one of his managers, and he said it turned everything around for him. And we've been teaching it to people forever. I'll always be guided to do and say the things that contribute to my success. You can't get the guidance if the first thing you do when you wake up is look at your phone or turn on the news or get to work. I think you need to be in silence and listen for the guidance. I was fortunate enough to go to a really interesting liberal arts college, and I majored in religion, not because I wanted to be a minister. Well, it's the kind of ministry I have now. It's weird. Right. But because I saw religions around the world as a study of history, a study of literature, a study of philosophy, and it's all kinds of things wrapped into one. And in comparing all the religions of the world, I noticed that they all have the same prescription for happiness. And that's a daily period of quiet meditation. Everybody does it. And it's in that meditative silence that the guidance comes to you. The things to do and say that will contribute to your success. And if that's how you start your day and you visualize what it is you want from this thing called a career, this thing called this gift you've been given called a life, and you picture it in your mind. And with gratitude, you connect to the infinite mind and spirit. It attracts all those things you want to you. Because there's enough for everybody, for sure. There's an old book from 1926 called It Works. I mean, this is how far back this science of self-development goes. And it says, write out in detail and in order of importance to you, what it is you want in your life. And read it over 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night, and visualize it. You know, since time immemorial, that's what people have been teaching others. Here's how you end up with what you want, the kind of life you want, the business you want, the family you want. And then hang out with some of the people who have those things already. It's what you allow to influence your thinking. What you read, what you watch, what you listen to, who you hang out with. All those things have an effect on you. And if first thing in the day, you get centered that way, and then you think about your business, and you think about your business beginning with your to-do list, which for most agents is 186 things they have to do today. But you can't get 186 things done. Nobody can. The unfortunate part is that most people will look at their list at the end of the day and beat themselves up over all the stuff they didn't get done instead of celebrating what they did. What's even more powerful than that, though, is to think, just like Napoleon Hill said, think and grow rich, right? Think about what's important. What are your priorities? What do you have to get done today? What's most important? And write down those 5 things and just work on them. Call them top 5. It's from a wonderful book called The Rockefeller Habits. If you can really devote a little thinking time, and it's 10 minutes a week to map out your whole week, and it's a few minutes a day, first thing, to pick the 5 most important priorities and just work on them. You know, big producers, top producers, consistent producers, work on high priority activities. Everybody else doesn't. Let me say that again. Top producers consistently work on high priority activities. You work first on controlling your thoughts because you can, or at least add to the parade of thoughts that are going on in your mind, the ones you want to put in there. Then think about what's important and really hone in on what are your priorities. Those are the only 2 things you can control, your thoughts and your activities. Floyd has always said this, giving people production goals never has resulted in more production because you can't control that. You can't control the market. All you can control is your activity, what it is you choose to do. So figure out what's important, what's a priority, and work on them. If you got the five most important things to do done every day, that's a great day.
Yeah.
That's one of those breathtakingly validating days. Wow, I really made some progress today. And when you see it, when you write it down, and it's right in front of you, when you see measurable progress, that is, in my opinion, the real key to being motivated, to staying motivated. You know, the hardest day to go to the gym is the second or third day when you're sore and you hurt, but you haven't seen any results yet. But when you see measurable progress, when you get to experience that, that's how you stay on track and motivated and get to work or get to the gym or do the things that will contribute to your success.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, it's really interesting because I've done now over, it'll be about 175 of these interviews. And so many of the people that I have talked to that, when I asked them, what was it that transformed your business? So many of them say, really taking the time to focus on myself and what I wanted to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting to hear you, you know, talk about that being a cornerstone of what, you know, these agents should be doing, because I've heard it in real life, you know, practice by so many other people.
Yeah. We call it train the brain. It's really train the mind, but train the brain sounds cooler. So that's all we call it that. And it's, you know, we ask, I should say, tell our students, they've got five assignments every week, the same five every week for the whole program. We meet once a week. And one of them is train the brain every day and give them this routine to go through in the morning. And it's transformative.
Yeah,
it truly is.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today. Where, you know, if somebody is looking for more, you know, information, more coaching, you know, from the Floyd Wickman team, where, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, it's all things are at floydwickman.com. That's FloydWickman.com. It's all there.
Well, I really do appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today and share your story. And it really is, you know, I can see why you have, you know, taken on, you know, kind of stewarding his, you know, Floyd's message and, you know, bringing this to agents around the country.
It's a great life. And by the way, thank you for asking. I was talking about this. It's life work.
I want to thank Michael for taking the time to join us today. It really is true what he said earlier in our conversation, that no matter what new changes the industry goes through, selling skills will always be at the cornerstone of success. So once again, if you think you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or real estate tips to share with our community, send us a message at feedback@smartagents.com. Well, that wraps things up for this episode, but remember, follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts and make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents YouTube channel. Again, I'm Michael Walter, and we'll see you on the next episode.